sit here, sit over there. There you go. Okay, welcome everybody. Good morning. How are y'all doing? Good. Okay, I have a little lesson this morning. You probably heard about this before, but that's all right. I hear some of the messages before too, but it's still good to hear it again. So, how many of you guys like to have friends? Who all likes to have friends? Yeah? Nobody likes to be lonely, do you? Do you like it when you go outside to play and nobody comes and plays with you? And you have to play all by yourself? No. That's not fun, is it? Okay? So do you think anybody else likes it when they go outside and you don't play with them? Think other people like that? When you exclude somebody else? No. No. So what do you think you may have to do? Is that better? What do you think you may have to do if you want to have friends? There's a verse in the Old Testament that talks about this. What do you think you might have to do if you want friends? That's right. You know the verse, don't you? It says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. That means if you want a friend, if you want people to be friendly to you, you need to be friendly to them. And that doesn't always mean that just because you're friendly to somebody that they'll be friendly to you. It doesn't always mean that. But normally speaking, that will be the case. It will happen that way. Okay? So what do you guys think? I don't know. I don't have any children. I'm not your age anymore. I don't know what happens around here. But when I was a little boy, okay, something that we used to do, it was very mean, okay? We'd go up to somebody and we'd stomp on their toes. Bam. And it hurt, okay? I don't know why we did that. It was mean. We'd go up to somebody and we'd... Was that a friendly thing to do? Was that a nice thing to do? Guess what? I always hated it when the big boys started coming at me, okay? Kind of like, watch my toes here, you know? But did I deserve it? Probably. That's what I did to other people. I stepped on their toes, and then I didn't hate it when the big boys came at me and, oh, hurt, man, get off my toes. It wasn't a nice thing to do, was it? Now, I don't know. Maybe if I wouldn't have stepped on other people's shoes or toes, maybe they wouldn't have done it to me. I don't know. But nonetheless, it wasn't right for me to do that, was it? Even if they did it to me, it wasn't right, was it? And it was not a good way to make friends, was it? There's also a verse that talks about whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's kind of big words, okay? But any of you guys help your mom plant the garden? Yeah, if you put a corn seed in the garden, what do you expect to grow? An apple tree? That's right, a stalk of corn. That's right. If you put a piece of corn in the ground, a stalk of corn is going to grow, right? It's not going to be an apple tree. And often, what you do to others is how they treat you. Okay, it's often. How they treat you. Okay, I want everybody to stand up. I got a little object lesson here, okay? I want everybody to stand up. And I kind of need you to make a circle, okay? You come right around here. Let me grab these. You might need these for the lesson. You all come right around here, okay? I'm going to be right in the middle of the circle here. You come right up here. Yep, we're going to make a circle, okay? Okay, yep, there you go. Everybody, you girls come right up here. Okay, we got a nice little circle. You back up just a little bit. Give us a little more space here. Okay. We got a circle, okay? This is candy. Y'all know what this is. You saw this before we ever started the object lesson. I know you started it. You saw this, okay? Now, don't eat this yet. I'm going to give you one, okay? Just hold it, okay? Don't eat it. Just hold it. Okay? One for you. One for you. One for you. Okay, I don't even know what color you like, but that's the color you're going to get for right now. Don't eat it, okay? Oops, sorry. Just hold it. Don't eat it. Keep it in your hand. Don't stick it in your pocket. You're going to need it yet, okay? There you go. There you go. Where do we start? Did they give you one yet? I don't remember where I started. Did you get one yet? You did? Okay. I want to see everybody. You got it in your hand? Hold it out here, okay? There you go. That's right. Everybody's got one, okay? So this is kind of like things in life that are sweet, okay? And you think these are sweet? You think these are good? I don't know if you like Starburst or not. I like Starburst. But the reason I brought Starburst is because it's what we had. Actually, I lied. We didn't even have it. I robbed it from my brother, Zach. But nonetheless, this represents something sweet in life, okay? And when we do nice, sweet things to other people, okay? We're kind, we're helpful, we're very giving. It's kind of like something sweet, and everybody likes it. I think, does everybody in this circle like candy, okay? You may or may not like Starburst, but does everybody like candy in this circle? Everybody does, okay? I like candy too. And don't eat too much or you'll start looking like me, okay? But nonetheless, candy's, it's good. So what I want you to do, I want everybody to have their piece of candy, hold it out, okay? And now I want everybody, we're going to go this way around the circle, okay? I want everybody to give their piece of candy to the next person. How are you going to do that? You have to have two hands, right? You got two hands. Everybody give it to the next person, okay? You give yours over to him. You give him over here. You give yours over here. You give yours over. Okay? Everybody give their candy over to the next person. Okay? Can you do that? Now, everybody should have one piece of candy in your hand. Oh, if we got two, we got problems. Well, what happened here? Everybody got one piece of candy in your hand? Who's missing one? We got two right here. Somebody missing one? We got two right here. Okay, some of you guys need to pass one on. There you go. You pass one on, okay? Who doesn't have one right here? There you go. Do you have one? Where'd yours go? Is there two over here? Okay, that almost worked. Does everybody have a piece of candy now? Okay. So, wait a minute. What? Do you remember what color of candy you had before? You remember what color you had before? Yeah. What color was it?
Yellow.
Yellow? What color was it before you passed it? Do you remember?
Yellow.
It was yellow? Okay. I don't know what color you had before. But what I'm saying is, in life, you gave away your candy, right? In this object lesson, you gave away your candy, but what did you get?
Another piece.
Okay, let's try that again. Okay, this time you all got it figured out. Let's go one more time this way, okay? Everybody give your candy to the next person. You'll also receive one. Okay? See if we can get this down pat. There you go. Now you get that one there. Okay. Now, does everybody have a piece of candy? Oh, we got two here. Who's missing one? You're missing one? I'm not sure how that happened. There we go. Everybody got a piece of candy? You got a piece of candy? Yeah, okay. So when you pass something good along, often something good comes in return. Okay, y'all can sit down. We're not done with the lesson yet, but y'all can sit down. So remember what we were talking about? Often what you give, how you treat others, what you give to others is often how you get treated, okay? Remember that? Remember we were talking about that? Okay. I'm going to sit down over here so I'm more with on your guys' level. But I got a little story, okay? My dad bought a number of years ago, bought a piece of property, okay? And there were some other people that were hunting on it, okay? And we went up to go hunting because we like to hunt, okay? We went up to go hunting and we met these other hunters. They were going to try to hunt on dad's property, okay? They said they didn't know it sold and that's all right. We don't know what happened. But anyway, nonetheless, they told us something. They said, the neighbor man is really mean, okay? You do not want to mess with the neighbor man. They said, he comes out through the woods and he scares all our deer away. They said, if you need anything, he will not let you, he will not help you. He's just, I forget what all they said, okay? They said, his name was Chuck. They said, Chuck is very mean. and you do not want to mess with him. Okay? I didn't know Chuck. I'd never met Chuck. So I kind of believed him, okay? I was kind of scared of Chuck. Like, I don't want to see Chuck because he might be mean to me. You know, Chuck came, I kind of went the other direction. Okay? Well, one day, my dad got to meet Chuck. Okay? And guess what? Chuck was actually nice. Chuck wasn't mean. Chuck was nice, okay? But you know what Chuck said? Chuck said, those other hunters that used to hunt on your property, he said, they were mean. He said, they didn't respect my property line. They'd always be over on my property hunting. They weren't supposed to be. He said, they'd be shooting deer out in my field. You see what happened? One person was mean to the other person, and it came back, didn't it? They were both mean to each other. Chuck didn't like the hunters, and the hunters didn't like Chuck. Why? Because nobody was being nice. If one or the other would have been nice, it might have helped mend this relationship. But both were just simply being mean to each other. Not being helpful, not being kind, just being mean. Guess what? I haven't seen Chuck in a while, but as far as I know, Dad and Chuck still have a really good relationship. Why? Because one was nice to the other was nice back. And the relationship can work. But you think if we'd went in there and said, Chuck, we're going to shoot deer on your property. We're going to walk across to your property whenever we want. You think Chuck would have been nice to us? I don't know. I really doubt it. Probably not. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And remember, often in life, how you treat others is how you will be treated, often. And that's goes for us as adults, too. Sometimes we like to treat others in a wrong way. So what's some kind things? I want to hear from you guys. What's a couple kind things you can do to your friends to treat them in the way you would want to be treated? Somebody have an idea? What's kind things you can do to your friends? Share? What was that?
Be kind to them.
Be kind to them. Yeah, that's right. Share, be kind. Somebody else. What you think? Anybody else? Give a gift. Yeah, you like to receive a gift, so give a gift. Basically, whatever you like a friend to do to you, that's what you should do to them. Right? Can you all remember that? Let's have a prayer and you can go back to your seats. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful gift to us. Thank you for these children, I pray that they could grow up to love and serve you. Pray you could be with us through the rest of this service. Speak to our hearts and lives. In thy name we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seats.